This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin at the Denton Day on Twitter. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go do so. You get to see the Kevin Sheehan Show live, so you see me in living audio and color on the YouTube. Subscribe to that. We go to the phones now. Our guy Ben Standig with us. Normally he joins Mondays and Fridays, but because everybody was off yesterday, we have twisted his arm and he is good enough to join us on Tuesday. Ben, we appreciate you jumping on. Before we get to Commander's discussion, and I'm sure Max has tipped you off about this, our topic of discussion that has been a debate on the show today, is lemonade a juice? Do you have a response to this?
Wow. Starting off with the heavy stuff here.
Hard-hitting journalism only.
I mean, maybe it's just because I'm used to it not being classified as one. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. I mean, I know that the apple and orange and all that have, like, sugar added to it or whatever, but, like, the taste feels, you know, but so fairly, like, pure and direct.
So my counter argument to that, or to that point where you put sugar in juice, you're not cutting any of those juices with water. You know what I'm saying? Since lemonade is primarily lemon juice, a good portion of water, and then sugar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you. I would say it is not a juice. That would be my stance. Final answer.
Has been the correct answer for a majority of those of us on the show. So that you are in a safe place with that.
Ben's on the right side of history.
So there's a couple big commanders news, but a couple of news tidbits today. I want to start with Carl Davis. They bring him back at the defensive tackle spot. Is there much to this, or is this just another body at D tackle?
I just think it's another body until we hear otherwise. I mean, he's a guy that's been around the league. He was one of the players that filled in last year when they had some injuries, Jonathan Allen and others. And if you had told me they had re-signed him, you know, a couple months ago, I'd have been like, sure. I mean, my only wonder is, like, if you look at the defensive line, I know everybody's lamenting that they haven't done enough at defensive end and so on. But, like, they actually have, like, a lot of bodies. If we're going to say can you make the 53 roster out of these guys? So I don't, like, you know, typically if somebody's going to sign you, you know, who's played a bit, you think, okay, well, there's got to be sort of a semi-obvious path to make the team. I don't really see one for him, but, you know, again, what, long way to go. Injuries happen. Who knows what their ultimate plans are with a couple of players. So yeah, I think it's just depth at a minimum for the summer. And again, it's somebody who's been around, and, you know, maybe they put him on the practice squad when the time comes, you know, to have that veteran presence in case they need it.
Will he be at OTAs this week?
I would assume so if you're announcing it today. I mean, like, you know, again, to the point of how come they haven't signed Matthew Judon or, you know, one of these vets that's still out there. It's because those guys don't want to be part of OTAs and minicamp. I mean, unless the team is coming at them with like a legit offer, you know, like a real, you know, more than the baseline offers that are out there, they don't want any part of this stuff. Whereas a guy like Davis, you know, I would imagine, hey, he's happy to get a call. So, yeah, I presume he would be there this week.
Is that, do you think, one of the reasons why Terry McLaurin has been absent the past couple of days from OTAs?
It could be. I mean, it could be a lot of reasons why he's out. I think in this town, even going back before this group, we've made such a big deal about who shows up for OTAs and all these things, which, again, are voluntary, in large part because the percentage of players that come is very, very high typically. But I was looking around, like one of a reporter I follow on social media covers Tampa Bay, and he was saying that they're at practicing today, that like they have like maybe 75 players there. And he was noting like some of the notable players that were in attendance, and it didn't sound like a lot of, you know, it wasn't like Mike Evans. I don't know if Mike Evans is there or not, but he didn't list him when right. saying here are some of the names that are here. So I think, and I know the Ravens are kind of the same way. Like, I think a lot of teams do not, it's not nearly a stigma to be like, hey, this guy is not around. Whereas here, and granted, we understand with Terry, there's a bit of there's something else going on in terms of a contract discussion, and maybe that, you know, is part of something. But I don't think it's a big deal with McLaurin for whatever the reason he's not here. You know, I'm kind of the mindset, wake me up when we get to training camp if he still doesn't have a deal. But other than that, I imagine something will get done. And if he's not there, God bless him. It's not, you know, it's not some major red flag. It certainly wouldn't be in a lot of teams around the league.
You know, I was going to ask you when the benchmark is, because I'm not worried about Terry not being at OTAs. It doesn't really bother me. We've kind of seen this before. I mean, he was there earlier. He was throwing with Jaden. We get the feeling he wants to be here. We get the feeling the team wants him here. The rest feels like semantics. But if we do get to training camp and there is no deal, is it then time to move the panic meter at least a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if you get all the way that deep and nothing's happened, that would be something to note. I mean, you know, even still, you know, he's. I'm not really worrying about it, I guess, on any level. I mean, like, what have we heard? What's, like, the one refrain we've heard a lot in the last, you know, recent weeks and months? That Dan Quinn and Adam Peters now know what it means to be a commander. They have identified commanders. It's a talking point that people, even on the business side of things, mention when it comes to this team. Well, you know, if you're going to put somebody on the poster for what it means to be a commander, how is it not Terry McLaurin? Not only is he highly productive, but, you know, a role model, a locker room leader, does all the right things, you know, great in the community, like everything about it screams, you know, this guy is a player you want to position as somebody to follow. And then on top of that, you know, the biggest thing this team has done this offseason is continue to build around Jaden Daniels, right? Offensive line, Deebo Samuel, et cetera. And granted, McLaurin has a contract for this year, but like, why would you not, like, that's building around Jaden Daniels. To take him away or to potentially have it such that, you know, he could walk after the year, like, that would go against the plan. So I would, you know, I'm not fretting at all about this not getting done. But yeah, sure. I mean, we live in a world of, you know, business and commerce, and at some point something has to get done. But I, you know, again, wake me up at training camp if nothing's happened yet.
We are talking with Ben Standick here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Now, the team did announce its preseason schedule, and I'm not like a schedule connoisseur of any kind, Ben. I didn't do a mock preseason schedule, none of that. But I do find it odd that they have week one and two of the preseason 10 days away, and then week two and three of the preseason 5 days away. That seems weird.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, as much as I'm going to get the outrage over a preseason schedule, it does feel like Washington got hosed here. Not only are the second game is a Monday night, which really, come on, NFL, you have to put them on Monday night. You have them on every other national television game. It's Monday night football in a preseason, you know, calm down. But then, so that's, I mean, it's a literal night game, as we know, right? So that's Monday. And then 5 days later on the calendar, but really less than that, because it's a Monday night game, and then the next game is a noon kickoff, they're playing again. Now, even if we assume that, like, the Jaden Daniels and the other starters and main players won't play a lick, what about the – it still sucks for everybody else. Like, this is the last game to try to make the team, you know, to show what you're doing. And now you have to do it on short rest when at a point where, like, it's never good, but, like, you know, you're only just sort of getting used to, like, hitting guys again. I think they got completely hosed here on this on both fronts. I think it's a pretty lousy situation. I also think, I don't know that anything would have happened for sure, but I know there was at least some thought of, like, hey, could we do joint practices with the Ravens, you know, like they have in the past, it would make sense. Well, you can't do it now. I mean, not with only that short time. So, you know, that's another potential thing they got hosed on, that even if they truly wanted to have that, it was impossible to do it.
Yeah, that was going to be something I brought up. One, I mean, this is the NFL once again showing us that safety is a top priority with the 4.5 days, basically. But that eliminates the Ravens as a potential joint practice. Have you heard any conversations? I know, at least I believe that Vrabel and Dan Quinn have some sort of relationship. Could there be a joint practice with New England?
Yeah, I think the Patriots, I mean, you can look for that to occur. I think that one is, you could probably pencil in at least for sure. So yeah, they will have some, at least one, I believe. But yeah, I mean, the schedule just doesn't lend itself to having another one. And, you know, the Ravens one, you know, I mean, obviously maybe you can't do it every single year for whatever the reasons, but like that's just such a no brainer, right? For both sides, it's, you know, minimal travel, you know, all that. And yet to, you know, now it gets, you know, now you can't because of the calendar, even if you wanted to. So yeah, and it's a tough blow there. I mean, it's clear that Dan Quinn, as a lot of coaches do, likes the joint practices, and I think we all understand why. So yeah, you know, like, at least they're going to do the one, but it's, you know, at the top of the preseason. You know, maybe it'd be a little bit better to have a little bit later, but you know, at least they're going to get the one in. It looks like.
Talking with Ben Standing of The Athletic here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Tuesday on the Team 980. Are there any storylines in particular that have your interest as we approach OTAs outside of Terry McLaurin's contract status?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, for me, it's not so much about the X's and the O's, and it's more just about the individual players, you know, who's healthy, who looks like they have been putting on some bulk, some weight, or you know, possibly the opposite. You know, I think those are the things that I'm most interested in. And you know, I think I can't get too worked up about where people are lining up, who's on first team, second team. But like, you know, the offensive line will be kind of an interesting look. You know, does Josh Connerly start to get the reps with the first unit? Where does Brandon Coleman line up? I think that to me is going to be interesting. And you know, and again, I would probably just say, like, you know, is Marshawn Lattimore going full speed? You know, a guy who missed a bunch of time last year, not just last year, but several years in a row with hamstring injuries. You know, where is he at now? I'm not saying you give him a pass off of last year when he, after the trade, but okay, you can maybe give him a little bit of a pass. He was dealing with an injury when they got him, et cetera. But you know, now, you know, it's months away. You should be out there all the time. Let's, you know, hopefully he's not getting like days off or anything along those lines. That would be a bit of a red flag. So to me, it's just mostly things along those lines. And I think the other part for me would be, what's the vibe? It's always positive at this time of year. It's like, you know, spring training and baseball. But last year there was a little extra. You could tell, at least I could, that the holdover players had an extra pep in their step being around Dan Quinn and the new vibe. And not that, like, you would expect anything different, but, you know, what's the vibe this year? You know, it seems like everybody's still in a good spirit, good mood. I don't get any sense of anybody coming in with like a big head or anything like that. But, you know, let's just see. What are people saying? You know, what's the tone, et cetera? Because, you know, that can be the sort of an underlying sense of how this team is operating. But, you know, those are the types of things I'm going to focus on more than say, you know, the run defense looks much improved. I mean, there's no pad. You can't tell anything for real at this time of the year. So that's kind of what I'd be paying attention to.
How much, if any, danger is Luke McCaffrey in losing his either return spot or his what few snaps he did get last year to Jalen Lane?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, it's definitely possible. I mean, he was pretty effective returning kicks late in the year, so I would think he would at a minimum be still part of that. And then as far as the receiver rotation, you know, after Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel, and probably Noah Brown, you know, I think it seems pretty open. Like Jalen Lane, because of that speed, you know, it feels like there would be a specific opportunity for him, a specific role. But, you know, I'm not going to rule out Luke McCaffrey. You know, if he takes a leap, you know, last year was only his third year as a receiver because he switched in college from quarterback. So he's still learning the position. And, you know, I saw times last year was like he felt like he was on the verge of a breakout a lot of weeks, and then it just never quite happened. So he's definitely one of those guys I'm curious to see. How does he come into camp? Does he look a bit, you know, sharper with what he's asked to do out there? So, you know, look, you can't play everybody. And, you know, if you want to include Michael Gallup or KJ Osborne, perhaps, as guys who could also force their way into the rotation, sure. But, you know, I think McCaffrey's going to get every chance to be able to have a role. But, you know, we'll see. Again, with Jalen Lane, you know, they're different types of players, but there's only so many snaps to go around. So let's see how that goes. But I think he's, you know, I think he has at least a good chance to stay where he was last year, if not get a little more work.
A basketball question here for you. Can anybody beat the Thunder?
Oh, boy. So I think, like, what was impressive to me about last night, like, I have not been, like, all in on the Thunder the way a lot of people have been. Now, admittedly, I didn't watch a ton of Thunder games during the year, and their record was obviously very impressive. But I've been concerned about their youth. Like, they don't have, obviously SGA is a, you know, hell of a player, and they have a lot of talent. But, you know, you saw in the Denver series how Denver was able to, I think, sort of, you know, take the maturity angle that they have as guys who, you know, won a title and use that to their advantage. I thought last night was impressive for the Thunder. They seemed to come out from the jump and not only be afraid of the moment, but be really engaged. And they were, you know, Minnesota was facing an uphill battle all game. I think, though, that both the Knicks and Indiana, whichever one comes out of the East, both of them have a lot of resolve. They're both, I think, pretty, you know, they play with a lot of energy and effort. And I think that's the type of team that could potentially get the Thunder. But, and Indiana also has a lot of depth, which is, you know, Oklahoma City's real strength along with their defense. Like they just have to throw body after body. So I think Indiana would have a shot, and I think the Knicks wouldn't be crazy to me either. But certainly the Thunder, you know, they just have so much talent, so many bodies, and with SGA, if he keeps making shots, that obviously is going to be a very tough out.
Do you think the Knicks tie the series up tonight? I kind of take a lot of joy in watching them lose, so I was a little upset that they came back in Game 3.
Yeah, we've seen an inordinate amount of these 20-point leads disappearing, and in a lot of cases, you know, I think it's fair to use the choke word. You know, I wouldn't do that in this last game. I mean, Indiana's offense wasn't at nearly as good as it had been in the first two games. But I just thought the Knicks, you know, I mean, that right before the first half when they cut it from 20 to 13 was a big stretch. And then, you know, Karl Anthony Towns had a monster fourth quarter. And their defense was tremendous, the Knicks. And that's the thing. You know, we always talk about the offense of the NBA, but between the Knicks, the Pacers, the Thunder, we got some of the really impressive defensive teams here. And, I think Indiana wins tonight. I think they take that 3-1 lead. But if the Knicks defense shows up like it did from the start, then we very much could be looking at a 2-2 series. But I think Indiana finds a way to get it done.
Are you a Timothée Chalamet fan the way that I am now? I'm not like a huge fan of his movies just because I'm not a big movie guy. But it feels like this guy is living my like 12-year-old dream.
Well, I mean. He's certainly doing well for himself. If you had to pick the heir to the Leonardo DiCaprio, star in big movies, date attractive women, and just, although he's taking it to a different level, whereas DiCaprio is completely hides himself off screen, Chalamet out there, out in front with the Knicks, fan base, you know, to the point where he's like getting dragged out of his like car after they won the previous series against the Celtics. Yeah, he's definitely taken advantage of it all, and I respect it. I mean, you know, I know he grew up in New York. Obviously, I have no idea what kind of fan he truly was, but, you know, he seems like a fairly normal person in this regard. It doesn't feel like, you know, we see some celebrities, you're like, are you really a fan? Or are you just kind of putting on the sweatshirt and saying you are? In this case, it feels like authentic, so... He's having a great time, and kudos to him.
He was a total blog boy. Like the people have gone back because you know how the internet is, how it is. They found like him on message boards when he was like 13 years old.
He rushed down to Grand Central Station to get for tickets to meet Landry Fields and Andy Rottens. So
that'd be like me rushing to meet Jarvis Hayes.
Yeah.
that's hilarious. Oh, that's great. I mean, like I said, the authenticity with this stuff is what's key. It's, you know, there's nothing worse than like, you know, fake fans, you know, celebrities that try to show up at, you know, when a team gets good. Be curious to see what happens here, for example, with the Jaden Daniels. Like, you know, people like, you know, McConaughey, you know, they're already in, you know, Dale Jr. Like, we knew they were fans when the team was terrible. So let's see if who possibly shows up now. But no, yeah, that's great if he's that into it. I mean, I certainly, you know, as somebody who's been into these things my whole life, it's great to see other people have that sickness, and good for him.
Ben, we appreciate it. We started you with a lemonade conversation. We ended you with Timmy Chalamet. Hard-hitting journalism only here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Keep me on my toes, and you are on time, Ben. You're doing a good job. Thanks, man.
That is Ben Standing of The Athletic. He's good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. By the way, that was not a dig at Jarvis Hayes. I love Jarvis Hayes growing up. His little leg kick when he would hit a corner three was crazy in the Hibachi era of Gilbert Arenas. Did you watch that shooting guards thing, Max?
I have not.
I wouldn't if I were you. It was much more of like a Javaris Crittenden redemption story, which was, I guess, fine. I think Netflix's Untold is unequivocally the worst sports documentary series across every single streaming platform. I have never watched one and thought, I am better off after watching this.
It feels like it's a lot of hype, not a ton of substance.
They can't pick a correct angle. Yeah. I thought it should have been, like, if it's going to be about Javaris Crittenden, fine. But I felt like they were leading at least my people our age about like, hey, look at this thing about Gilbert
remember
we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then it was like, Gilbert's done after the first hour and there's 30 minutes left to go and it's just all about Javaris Crittenden. And you're like, I could have done something else with my time here. Kurt Heelan's going to join us, NBC, in about 20 minutes here to talk the NBA playoffs. Coming up next, which quarterback could be on the move? He's not at OTAs today for his team. He could be on the move soon. I'll tell you who when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.